All right, here we are. Meet the Pros Seminar Program. This program is sponsored by www.banyanhypnosismall.com. The place with the good stuff hypnotists want. Books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, articles, scripts, and live courses. It's our intention to bring to you the top professionals in the field of hypnotism who can give you the inside scoop on hypnosis, the hypnosis business, and our profession, as well as related topics such as NLP and self-hypnosis. Today, I'm very excited to present to you Tommy V and Jerry Valley. Now, last time I had these guys on, I probably spent 5 minutes just introducing them. They have such a great amount of experience. I'm going to save us some time this time and just say that these guys are the Mercedes, the Jaguars, the Rolls Royces of stage hypnosis trainers. I'm so glad to have them on. And plus, they're both a bunch of just really great guys. Today, they're going to go over everything you ever wanted to know about stage hypnosis, and if you have a hypnotherapy practice, how you can use the secrets of hypnosis demonstrations to increase your business in just 60 minutes. So this is the way it's going to go. We're going to invite Jerry Valley and Tommy V to start speaking in just a moment. I'm going to ask you to hold your questions for a while. If one of the speakers decides they want to ask for questions, that's fine. But otherwise, we're going to hold it to the end of the presentation. So if you have a question, please write it down so that you can get your question answered at the end of the program. Let me take a look here at my list of announcements. Also, I want to recommend that you visit the BanyanHypnosisMall.com to hear Tom and Jerry's other Meet the Pros seminar that they did just a couple months ago with us. Also, I want to recommend that you go to the BanyanHypnosisMall.com to read Jerry Valley's column on stage hypnosis. And let's see. While you're there, check out our NGH-approved hypnosis certification course. Let's see. I think that's all we need for upcoming announcements. Also, Jerry Valley and Tommy V, I want to please ask you that to remember that by the end of this talk, I want you to give yourself a little plug about your great training that's coming up in Las Vegas real soon. All right. With no further ado, I turn it over to Jerry Valley and Tommy V.
Well, hello, Cal, and everybody out there. I also noticed that one of our students that's registered for the Vegas course, Brian Crouch, is with us. And hello, Brian, and to everybody else. I want to start off by telling you that stage hypnosis is probably the easiest and fastest way to make some money and have fun for getting paid. It's much easier than clinical because stage hypnotists have the luxury of selecting their subjects. That's the whole secret. You know, we reveal secrets that others keep secret. So the first secret is that stage hypnotists can pick and choose the best subjects, while a clinical hypnotist has only one subject to work with at one time. I've been doing this since 1969, and Tommy will tell you something about himself. I was featured on 2020. I was on cruise ships for 10 years. I've been in 12 movies because being a stage hypnotist could open doors for you in other areas. I've had a lot of fun. I'm still traveling the world, mostly the country now, doing colleges and fairs and movies and so forth, and having lots of fun with it. So we'll answer any of your questions. We'll tell you anything you want to know. We do have two courses going, one in Las Vegas starting June 29th, and the other one, that's the Mercedes-Benz of stage training. My staff and I have over 100 years of combined experience. We have another shorter one at the NGH convention in August, which is a two-day, which is good. But the stage one is my favorite. It's the Mercedes-Benz of stage training. We have a lot of fun. It's on-the-spot training. It's on-the-spot corrections. We give you $450 worth of materials, and we just reveal everything that we can possibly do to help you and offer after-class support. I'm going to put Tom on now so he can say hello.
Hello, everybody out there. My name is Tommy V. I'm part of the staff of the STAGE seminar, and I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for coming. This is a very exciting career, and as Jerry mentioned, you get a chance to travel, and this is something that you can really learn that's not too hard. And if you plug away at it, you can do some venues and stay busy, whether you want to get into it part-time or even on a full-time basis. And some of the venues that I work at are colleges, state fairs, corporate events, even smaller house parties, too. There's a lot of opportunity out there that you can get in on. So we'll be taking your questions soon, and we're going to get into it more now.
Well, Tom, while you're on, no, stay that way. Okay. While you're on, let me give you a question that was that has popped up recently. But what if I have no experience in hypnosis at all?
You don't have to be a hypnotist to attend the class or to learn stage hypnosis. We do have hypnotists who take the class. We have magicians. We have lawyers. We have surgeons. We have police officers and so on. We will teach you everything about stage hypnosis and the housewives, too. Learn everything about stage hypnosis, technique on stage, microphone technique, marketing, how to put people into hypnosis, how to take them out of hypnosis, how to get them on stage, how to get them out of stage, and the routines. Everything from A to Z is what we cover.
That's great. You kind of made it easy for me. I didn't have to do my usual induction. This is a message for Chris. I want you to keep an eye on the number of people in the room. We're starting to be just about full. When we reach the full mark, I want you to go ahead and re-password the room so that we don't overfill. Because of technical limitations of this program, we can only run 24 people when still maintain video. Chris, please keep an eye on the number of people in the room and apply a new password as soon as it's full. Then let me know so that we can tell everyone who's in the room what the new password is in case for some reason they get disconnected, they can get back into the room. All right, Jerry Valley and Tommy V. I'm so excited to have you guys here again. Thank you so much for making another contribution. You guys are simply some of the most giving professionals that I know in the field of hypnosis. The other night, just to let everyone in the room know, Jerry Valley was wonderful. He was in here in California and where we've just moved our office to, and he was wonderful enough to invite my wife Maureen and I to have supper with him and his wife Pat. It was wonderful. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to spend that time with Jerry Valley. I tell you, I want to vouch for these guys. They are the kind of people that you would like to have a relationship with. And if you decide to go and begin a training relationship, a student-teacher relationship with these two fellas, it's just going to be a great relationship. They're people who will just bend over backwards to help you be successful. All right. Anything you want to add to that before you start going down this bulleted list and really letting us know some of these secrets about stage hypnosis?
Well, as I mentioned, the one of the most common questions I get is, you know, can I learn this quickly? Well, if you're of average intelligence or better, you can learn it quickly. We had there are many of our students that go out after the course. They leave the course in Vegas, and within 3 or 4 weeks, they've got all their money back and more. Now, let me give you one of the secrets of what one of our clients, one of our students did, which was quite unique. He went to a Midwest college. This was about 6 weeks after the course in Vegas. He went to a Midwest college and said, look, I'll do a free show for you. College pays me nothing. Just simply let me take the door money. We'll charge $10 at the door for the students who want to attend. Then he put flyers all over the college, and 700 students attended that night at $10 each. So multiplying that out, as you know, that's $7,000, and that was only 6 weeks after the course. So it's out there if you want it. Of course, if you take the course and don't do the studying and sit by the phone, nothing's going to happen. But if you run with this course, when you leave the course, when you leave our seminar, you will be qualified to do shows, because even at the course itself, you will be hypnotizing each other, and then you have an opportunity on Sunday to do a short presentation. you will know what to do, because you have to memorize a few things like the induction, the introduction, and some routines. But other than that, you're off and running. One of the things that you want to learn is how to romance the audience, how to get their attention. And remember this, that the audience will judge you in your introduction. They'll judge you throughout the show, but when you first come out, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you look, your expression, your posture, that's when they're going to judge you and decide, should I volunteer for this hypnotist or not? And by the way, let me say this before I forget. We encourage all of our students to do clean, ethical shows, not X-rated shows. There is a market out there for X-rated shows, but we don't do that type of show because we do television. We do cruise ships. We do fairs, which have to be squeaky clean. I mean, you could be a little risque, but not X-rated. Now, let's see. What else do we want to cover? How to get volunteers. Simply, when you romance the audience, remember this. You're going to create an image of a person that is so dynamic that they want to be up with you. They want to be near you. They want to touch you. So when you call for volunteers, and you must imagine this in your mind, you must visualize in your mind, you see people stampeding the stage, flocking up on stage. Then you get them seated and you start picking the ones that you want by some of the testing that we do. And one of the greatest tests that you can do is the hands clasp test. That is where you count from 1 to 5, you have them put their hands together and squeeze their hands so tightly that on the count of 5, they lock. And that's how you can get some real good subjects. But what we do is we take volunteers first, have them seated, then we do the hand clasp on the rest of the audience. That way, we get a bonus of anyone that locks their hands that comes up, and they usually make very good subjects. Now remember, here's the most important part of being a good subject. Most important, there are 3 categories that I adhere to. One is impressionability. Everybody, write that down. Impressionability. Impressionability. The second thing is a vivid imagination. And the last thing is trust. When you have those 3, or if you have any combination of them, or any one of them, you will have a good subject. Now, if you have any questions, pop one to me. Okay, the first question we have is, how long is the class in Las Vegas? It starts on Thursday the 29th. It ends on Sunday, July 2nd. That's 3.5 days. And on Monday, there's an optional magic and mentalism class, which is fantastic to open your show. The Monday is optional. The second question is, let's scroll that down a little bit. Why do you like the hand clasp test? I have included the test in my induction. Any tips? Well, the hand clasp test is a very good test. Now, understand how we use it. The first thing we do is call for volunteers up on stage and get them seated. Then we turn to the audience and do the hand clasp to add some very good subjects. So it's like a bonus. Now, some hypnotists work this way. They'll do the hand clasp first on the entire audience, but to me that's risky because I've seen this happen. With an audience of 200 people, only 2 or 3 people lock their hands. Now, for those that don't lock, they usually won't volunteer. So now you're stuck with 3 people who've locked their hands. It could happen. Normally, with 200 people, you should lock 30 or 40 or 50 people, but it might happen, so why even take the chance? Do the hand clasp after you get the first wave of volunteers up there. All right, let's go down the menu. How easy is it to do a stage show? Well, let me give you 4 categories, and out there you can pick one. What is the easiest show to do? High school, corporate, college, or seniors? High school, corporate, college, or seniors? By far, college. College kids want to try everything. Colleges have money. They'll spend it on, they love hypnotists. They love magicians. So colleges are by far. High schools are good. Corporate can be good. Now, if you have a small corporate group with about 25 people, let's say, and they're all peers, that's going to be a difficult show. You've got to make sure they're going to let their hair down by talking to your coordinator before you do the show It's a small audience. Remember this. The larger the audience, the better the show. The larger the audience, the better the show. Tommy, why don't you talk about how to make the extra money?
A lot of hypnotists, stage hypnotists, are missing out on this great opportunity. When you do a show, we bring with us audio programs on CD, stop smoking, weight control, and so on, sports improvement. Even if you're not a hypnotherapist, you can still obtain these, either make your own or buy them from another person and sell them at your show. Because after the show, assuming the show is good, you're gonna promote these during the show and sell CDs after the show. It's extra cash in your pocket. We've had great shows where we've sold up to $200 or $300 per show. If you do a fair and you're there for a week, you can pick up an extra $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500 per show. Also, videotaping. You can videotape your show, and we sell them for $30, including postage. And you need to remember that the better your show is, the more products you will sell. So I think people are missing out on this if they're not selling these things. You should sell them and get extra cash in your pocket.
Okay, back to me for a moment. Nate Dickerson asked this question. How much is what is the cost of the seminar in Las Vegas? It's $1,895 with $450 worth of materials. We give you breakfast every morning. We give you a banquet dinner. We give you three complete shows. We give you hands-on training, the cutting-edge techniques, hands-on corrections. We correct you as you're going to be practicing with the group. It's a lot of fun. Camaraderie is fantastic. We've trained over 500 people. The average class is about 50 people. Now, you have an advantage with this class. This class is a little smaller. We're probably going to run between 25 to 30 people. Now, if you sign up, we're going to give you a discount. And register by June 1st, you take $400 off. The whole package is $1,495. And, of course, you have to pay your transportation and your hotel room. But we have special rates for the hotel. It's at the Riviera Hotel. Fantastic place. I guarantee you'll have a wonderful time. And I think anyone that registers by June 1st, we're gonna include a gift as a CD. One of our CDs, we'll throw that in too. So, Cal, why don't you clarify how they register through you?
All right, everybody. After this announcement, we're going to get back to just talking about stage hypnosis. If anyone listening to this, either live or on the recording, would like to enroll in these classes, please give us a call at 800-965-3390. Again, that's 800-965-3390. And if you happen to be in the Orange County area where we are, that would be 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380. And if you register and you mention us or you call us, then you're going to get a gifted CD or DVD from Jerry Valley and Tommy V. All right, here we go. Please carry on.
Okay, back to us. I want to cover a few things. I will answer the questions that are on the text also. how to get and ask great fees. When you finish our course, unless you're already performing, you'll ask for your first show $750. Okay? And you'll do your best not to tell them it's your first show. Just tell them you've done number of shows. And as a matter of fact, if you attend the Vegas course, and you get up and do a short presentation, you can actually list that on your brochure that you did appear at the Riviera. It's quite legal in Las Vegas. Now, after about 6 to 12 shows, you move up to $1,000, then to $1,500, and as high as $3,500 is whatever the traffic will bear. The average hypnotist today is getting $1,200 to $1,500. I get $2,000 to $3,500. And so you can go anywhere in between there. Some people get even 5,000. So that's how you ask for great fees. You can always go down, but you can't always go up. So don't ask for 300. Start with 750 and go up from there. How do you romance the audience so that they love you and want to be on stage? Well, you make eye contact with them. You smile. You're sincere. You know, they'll hear in the sound of your voice whether you're sincere or not. And you kid around with the audience. I do a few jokes to open up. If you're comfortable with that, that's fine. Non-ethic jokes, of course. Not ethnic jokes, I should say. And it kind of breaks the ice with them. Because, you know, they're looking at you with admiration. I'll tell you, if you do a great job, and I know you can, anyone can do, if you haven't seen my video in 2020, take a look at it. Anyone can do what we do with practice. And, of course, the more shows you do, the more experience you'll have. When you call for volunteers, do not show any concern. I remember I did a show one time a couple of years ago with 200 people in the audience. I turned around, and there was nobody on stage. Nobody. What do? You panic? You go home early? You take the check and go home early, I'll tell you that. What you do is, I said, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a comedian or a singer, but if you don't volunteer, I will sing for you, and then you wish you had volunteered. I said, look, I cannot do the show without you. I need your help. Then about 14 people volunteered. Oh, here's another secret. Remember this. You can do a show with one or two people if you have to. Somebody just said he did a show with four people, four subjects, and that's good. But you can actually do a show. Six is ideal. 6 to 8 is ideal for a committee on stage. And I've done as many as 25 on stage. But 6 and 8 is very manageable. Excuse me. But if need be, if you're stuck, you can do a show with one person. I did a show at the Isle of Capri Casino in Kansas City, Missouri, a couple of years ago, and I had one good subject and did the whole show with that lady, and it was great. It was great. There were some routines you can't do, of course. Let's go to I want to cover lecture demos. I know a lot of you out there are already hypnotherapists or have a practice. You can increase your business by doing lecture demos. Now, lecture demo is a 15 to 20 minute talk and a 20-minute demonstration. So you give a talk about how you work the clinical side, about the categories, stop smoking, weight control, stress reduction, ADD, improved athletics, so forth and so on. You tell them how you do it. You show them the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind and how the subconscious mind directs everything in our lives. Okay, so you explain all that. Then you do some testing on the audience. You do an arms rising and falling test where one arm gets heavy, one arm gets light, and you eyeball these people for volunteers. Then you can do the hand clasp test and then get up maybe 4 or 5 volunteers and do maybe 4 or 5 routines. It's short, it's funny, it's dynamic, and you will get business from that. You will increase your business. You get to pass out your business cards. Of course, lecture demos can only be done in the area in which you live, say within a 50-mile radius, because if you live in Colorado and you do a show in Miami, Florida, they're not going to come to your office, okay? So the lecture demos are designed for the surrounding areas. Now, let's go back to Cal. Shall we take some questions?
Tom, I'm wondering, what do you think is the most important thing that the people in our virtual classroom here on the Internet should get from this talk? What do you really want them to get from it?
Thanks, Cal. What I'm hoping that the people will learn from this is that they can do it, and it's easy to do it. And by coming to this seminar, they can get the techniques. And I just want to explain that we have a wonderful formula that works. The formula has been around for a long time. Jerry's been doing it for 35 years. I've been doing it for over 15 years. This formula works. We show you how to come out and give a nice introduction, a presentation to your people, show you how to be confident with this, how to romance the audience and get volunteers up here. and to do the hand class, get more volunteers, to do the induction, and to get into the routines and have a great show. We have a formula that works, and learn the formula, stick to it, and you can do it too. So I'm hoping that people will walk away tonight saying, you know, I think I can do this, and I want to do this, and I want to come to Vegas.
Also, let me just add, if anybody's nervous out there about, you know, being on stage, that will disappear with practice and training. Once you're confident, once you know the material, and of course, preparation is the key. Once you know the material, you'll just be fine. Now, how do you market the shows? Find places to have shows. First thing you're going to do is to send out a letter of introduction. You're going to send this to all nonprofit organizations, offer to do a fundraiser for them, churches, fairs, agents. And remember, treat the agents well, because the agents don't need you. You need them. There's a lot of competition out there. So that's what you do. I mean, there's a lot of competition, but on the other hand, there are so many shows available out there. Think about it. High schools, colleges, corporate venues, fairs, nightclubs. There are millions of shows. Not all of them will use hypnotists, but a lot of them the cruise ships. A lot of them do. There's plenty of work for everybody. If you want it, you got to market yourself. So the first thing you do is offer your show to nonprofit groups, even if you have to do it for free. I did it for free when I first started, and just get the experience. And then if someone will pay you, that's even better. But you find that the nonprofit groups like Kiwanis, Rotary, Lions Clubs, they'll give you a lunch and a plaque to hang up on your wall, but it probably won't pay you. Go to your churches and offer to do a fundraiser. Split the income with them, or charge them a minimal fee, $750, so that they can make some money. Make sure that the venue that you're working makes money, so they'll ask you back. Theaters, dinner theaters, they love hypnotists. If you do your show in an ethical manner, it'll be fascinating and great entertainment.
Tom or Jerry, let me ask you a question. As you know, I moderate a number of different email groups on Yahoo, and sometimes a question comes up, what is my opinion of stage hypnotists and how do they affect the profession? And so people think that it's not good for our profession. And I'd like to have each one of you kind of respond to that. How is stage hypnosis good for the profession?
That's a good question, because that does come up quite a bit. You have to remember that at the turn of the century, when chemical anesthetics came into being, like ether and chloroform and sodium pentothal, things like that, for surgery, the medical profession swept hypnosis under the rug, and the only ones that kept it alive were stage hypnotists. Now, in the past, stage hypnotists did some crazy things, like having people fall down on the floor, sticking pins through their cheeks, having them vomit on stage, telling them they're seasick. Then in the 40s and 50s, it all changed. Now we do great ethical shows, shows that will enhance the practice of hypnosis. If you do a show, you should leave your, if you do the right type of show, you should leave your audience with this feeling. I didn't volunteer for this show, but I think I might try it next time. Sometimes if there's a bad show out there, very often, most likely, people will say, it was a funny show, I laughed my head off, but I wouldn't want to be up there. And that's not what you want. If you do a show that's ethical, entertaining, and fascinating, people, it will whet their appetite, because in the show, in the introduction, we tell them, look, for example, when I do the Erie County Fair in Buffalo, New York, if anyone's from that area, come see me in August 15th to the 22nd, and what I tell them is go to your local hypnotherapist, go to your local hypnotist, a certified hypnotherapist. And because they can help you do things like painless childbirth, dentistry, stop smoking, and run down the line. So during the stage show, we promote the clinical side of hypnosis. And that's how it works, and it does well. I've had hypnotists call me and say, thank you for referring people from your show to my local office. And so my theory is that if you do a good ethical show, it will actually enhance the image with the public of hypnosis.
I'd like to also add that it's really not a problem. As long as your show is clean, as Jerry mentioned, it works well. And when you do a show in your area, if somebody comes to your office for clinical use, for clinical hypnosis, and they've seen your show, that's a plus for you because they're kind of in awe of you already. They've seen your show, they've seen the magic on stage. So it's a plus for you, it's a plus for them, another bonus for them to be more successful with whatever they're trying to use hypnosis for. So it's good when they see you and they come in for clinical hypnosis.
Okay, let's cover a few more things. How long does the stage show last? Now, the ideal stage show, if you do cruise ships, they're going to give you 1 hour. That's it, 1 hour. My show, if I'm not pressed or held to 1 hour, a great show for me is 1 hour and 20 minutes. But I can do 1 hour. In fact, I just recently was contacted by a cruise ship. Get this now. They want me to do 2 10-minute shows. And at first, I refused, and I called them back. I said, I can do that. Because I can do a 1 minute introduction, I can do a 30-second induction, that's what we're going to cover next, instant inductions, and do about 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes of routines. I don't like it, but I did it one time in Houston, Texas, at the Magic Island, 4 shows in 1 night, 25 minutes per show. You can do it, and you just use instant induction. So that takes us now to instant induction. What is an instant induction? Well, it's putting somebody into hypnosis within 30 seconds. You can do it with a snap of the fingers. You can do it with an eye stare. You can touch them on the head. Tom Silver does this. He'll take them by the back of the neck and just push them down. You can shake. Larry Glick used to do this when he was my partner, so I can mention it. He'll take a handshake and take the hand and yank the arm down and say, sleep, 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 sleep. Now, this won't work with everybody, but it should work with a lot of people, especially when you're talking to them and you're giving them the instructions. Watch for the people that are seated looking at you and watch for those that have a fixed stare at you. Not somebody that's looking around, not somebody that's talking to the person next to them. Don't allow that. But watch their eyes. And here's another secret. Good subjects usually will have pupils that will be dilated. They become very large. Poker players know this because if somebody's holding 4 aces, their pupils are totally dilated. That's why they wear sunglasses at the poker games. So when you're talking to your committee of volunteers and you're giving them instructions on what's going to take place, watch for the pupils to be dilated. Watch for the eyes to roll back when you ask them to close their eyes. Watch for a fixed stare. Now, those are going to be your best subjects, and those you can put into instant hypnosis. Now, I don't do that. I do a 7-minute induction. I saw a hypnotist one time who took 1 hour for an induction, one entire hour, which is far too long. I do a 7-minute induction, and then during the show now, we'll take them in and out of hypnosis with post-hypnotic suggestions. That's a suggestion that's given under hypnosis that works while they're wide awake. Snap of the fingers, I point to them, say to sleep, and so it's instant, after the initial induction, it's instant inductions all the way throughout the show.
While they're moving along there, I just want to tell the group that this is working out really well for you guys to just type your answers down at the bottom. If you don't have a microphone or a webcam like we do, just go ahead and type your questions down at the bottom of the window, and Jerry Valley and Tommy V will just go ahead and read those out. And if they don't see them, I'll prompt them to read them out. So you can just go ahead and write those questions in there, and they'll get through them one by one.
Question here is, you need to understand transformations thoroughly to do instant inductions. I'm not sure exactly what this person is looking for. Once you understand any induction, you can then start doing instant inductions. And following any induction should be followed by progressive relaxation. Now, this will also bring you down to what we call challenges for hypnosis, to deepen hypnosis. A challenge is eye catalepsy, where they cannot open their eyelids. Hands clasp, where they cannot open their hands. Arm catalepsy. Counting backwards for deepening. Any deepening techniques will give you the expertise you need to do instant inductions. But, of course, you have to know basic inductions. And it's just a basic, you know, you can have them, look, you can have them stare at a light on stage and watch for the eyelids to close. You can just have them take three deep breaths, have them close their eyes. But once you're into the induction and the deepening, then throughout your show you've got instant inductions all the way. Have reaction? Well, you know, this is interesting, Grant. Good question, Grant Boddington. I'm amazed to find that people that we've trained, some of them have never been trained in abreaction or what we call hysteria. So let me give it to you now for those of you that are not accustomed to it. Recognizing hysteria. Now, don't get panicky. In my 36 years of hypnosis, I've only seen it 3 times in 36 years. But it can happen to you. It's like looking both ways when you cross the street. You ought to know what to do. The classical symptoms of a hysteric is shaking or rotating of the head and crying. It can also include hysterical laughing, hyperventilation, the limbs flaring all over the place. But the classic one is head rotation and crying. That's how you recognize it. But how do you handle it? The first thing you have to do is go to the person and calm down the spouse or whoever's with the person, because they'll be panicking. By the way, this is very valuable information, so write it down if you can. First thing is calm the spouse or companion down. Take complete control. You must be very authoritarian. Complete control. You stroke the forehead while holding the person's head. Get the person's name. Stroke the forehead. Say the person's name. Tell the person your name, and as you stroke the forehead, you're going to stop the motion of the head. Now, if they're still crying, here's what you say. Write this down now. Here's the phrase that you use. Calm down, everything is fine. Calm down, everything is fine. Calm down, everything is fine. Then, and only when the crying has completely stopped, that you take them out of hypnosis. If you take them out of hypnosis while they're crying, it could result in a full-blown hysteria. That's a very good question, and I hope you know now how to handle it. How many shows a day do you do? When we're at the fairs, we do 2 shows a day, usually 1 in the afternoon, 1 in the evening. If it's a corporate event, it's 1 show. If it's a college event, it's 1 show. High school's a 1 show. Cruise ships, sometimes, when I was on the Queen Elizabeth II, I did 2 shows, 1 at 9 o'clock, 1 at 11 o'clock, 1 at 11, kind of back to back. All the others are individual shows. Questions? How long does it take to master instant inductions? Well, with practice, you can master them at the course anytime. Maybe just practice them. How do you end a stage show? I end the stage show with this. We end the stage show by sending the people back into the audience with post-hypnotic instructions. For example, on the count of, when I say the word microphone, you run around and kiss some guy with a mustache or wearing glasses. If I say the word stage, you're going to be pulled around with a dog. Things like that. And then we have them do a few things in the audience. And then we end the show, and I always end the show with this. I want to thank you very much. Do me a favor, remember my name, Jerry Valley Hypnotist, who loved you, and I hope the feeling was mutual. And they like that. They like that. Please say more about being able to say that I performed at the Riviera. If you do a short presentation, I don't care if it's 3 minutes or 3 hours, you did a performance at the Riviera. That's it. And anyone can use it. It doesn't matter how short or long it is. It's the fact that you did a presentation at a particular place. What's the question?
How long is the show?
Shows are an hour and 20 minutes, or 25 minutes. Whatever they need, you do it. If you're going to do a real short show, you need instant inductions. Just get right into it. Just snap your fingers, tap them on the head, shake their hand, get them into it fast. You can do a fast show. You can do instant inductions. How do you set up your paper show? Okay. When you are dealing with an agent, you must remember the term net to me, net to me. That means if an agent calls you, he'll say one of two things. The agent will say, I have a show in Miami, Florida, pays $2,500. Do you want it? Then you'll ask, is that net to me? He might say, no, I got to take 20% commission out of that. Or he might say, yes, that's net to you, and I'll add my commission on top of that. Now, on top of the $2,500, do I get expenses, airfare, a hotel, and things like that? Or he might call you and say, here's a show in Denver, Colorado. How much do you want? You might say, I want $1,500 plus expenses. So there's all kinds of ways that you can handle it. At fares typically pay, the average fare pays about $600 a day, $500 to $600 a day. You pay your own transportation, and they usually will give you the hotel, too. Your meals are on your own. Can instant inductions be practiced with strangers on the street, coffee shops, bookstores, and over casual conversations to get better? I don't recommend it. I think it's kind of crass to go on the street and do this stuff. I knew a guy that used to go to bars and do it at the bar, and I don't know. I don't think it's good. I think you should practice with somebody at home, your neighbors, your wife, your cousin, anybody that's willing to let you practice. Get a group together and say, I need some practice, and just tell them that we'll go through the motions. If you tell them to just go through the motions, very often they'll get hypnotized. But I'm not into coffee shops and bookstores and so forth. I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, if you go down the street hypnotizing people, you will find some good subjects. If you want to do that, do the hand clasp. If they do the hand clasp, if they lock their hands, you can put them into instant hypnosis. But it's kind of crass, though. I don't like it.
All right. That's wonderful. Let's take about a few more minutes worth of questions, and then we're going to wrap it up. It's a time-limited affair, so get your questions in now for Jerry Valley and Tommy V. And please address your questions to either Jerry Valley or Tommy V. I personally would like to hear a little bit more from Tommy V.
You got it.
Thank you, Cal. Here I am. Somebody asked, do the customers or clients pay for your travel expenses? Well, it's all relative on how you book the show. You can either quote them one price that includes your travel, or you can say, I need X amount of dollars and I take care of my travel. So it's all relative. I find that it's a little easier, and I think that most of the clients that I deal with prefer that they just pay a fee and I take care of everything else. So keep that in mind when you're quoting the price. If you're paying for your expenses, you need to factor that in and know in advance what it's going to cost you to get out there. Somebody also asked how soon can you get into stage hypnosis full-time, or how soon did I get into it full-time? Well, I do clinical hypnosis and stage, but at first I was doing it part-time. It took me a few years to get into it more and more. But it all depends on how much money you want to make, how much you need to survive, to go full time.
Let me add something.
Go ahead.
I want to add, while you're on that question, just let me add something on how long did it take you. I studied for 3 months before I did my first show. Now, the reason for that is I had no courses, nobody to teach me, no videos, no DVDs, nothing. I had one book, Armin McGill's Encyclopedia. There was a hypnotist by the name of Sam Vine who came into my local town once in a while. I used to go see him and ask him questions. But I rehearsed it on my own for 3 months. I wanted to be ready. Then I went out every week with my friend to nightclubs, and I would offer my show for free. And so I did a dozen shows for free. Then I got my first paid show, $25, and it was very good. I made some mistakes. I was very nervous. But you know what? It was great training. Then I did a place called the Meadow Lounge, which was a rough, rough place, lots of drunks. And we got a dollar at the door, so I used to make maybe $100 a night once a week. But it was good training because after I did that place, which was so rough, I could do any show. So how fast can you get going? It's up to you. Just get out there and run with it. But you got to be prepared. Don't go off half-baked. Study, get it down pat so you know it like the back of your hand, and then you're ready.
Somebody asked the state laws in Kansas. Well, I need to update my information. It was against the law for a stage hypnotist to do a stage demonstration, but I believe that has been reversed now. But we will check into that. Somebody also asked, what happens if somebody's not responding to a suggestion on stage? Well, there's a couple things you can do. You could try and jumpstart them, as we call it, where you go up to them and off microphone tell the person, come on, get into this. You're a famous drummer, get into it. Or if the show is going on and they're still not responding and you can afford to do this, you get rid of the person. You kindly ask them to return to the audience. But that depends on how many people you have on stage and at what point your show is at.
I want to answer this question because this is really I'm very well versed on this. Question is, does foreign accents affect performances on stage? Yes, and it's delightful. It's adorable. It's lovely. A foreign accent will work for you. Believe me, it's fascinating. I mean, of course, you have to speak some English. Because, although, you know, it's interesting now. Martin St. James does Japan, and he has a translator who follows him. So he'll say in English, you know, take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and the Japanese person says the same thing in Japanese, and it's a wonderful show. But I think an accent will work for you. It's different. It's continental. I think it's charming. Yes, I think it'll work for you. What is your favorite foreign accent to have? What's the favorite foreign accent to have on stage? I kind of like French, like that. French accent is nice. Oui and so forth, you know. But I don't really have a favorite. But French is nice. Spanish is good. ¿Qué pasa? No pasa nada. A country accent. Country's good. They like Kenny Rogers and stuff like that. Sure, any accent is good. It's a little bit different, you see? So I think it gives you a nice little edge. I think it's charming. Let's go to some questions. Do you need to carry liability insurance? You should have it. And it is available for stage hypnosis. It is available. Do people who have bilingual have troubles going into hypnosis? No, not really. If they're bilingual, they understand English, right? Let me just throw this in again. As I said in the beginning, stage hypnosis is easy. It's easier than clinical. It's a lot of fun. You need two things to be successful on stage. One is you need to look good. I don't mean you have to be like Tom Cruise or Jennifer Aniston. But you need stage presence. You need to dress nicely. You need to be well-groomed. You need to look good. The second thing you need is to love being out in front of an audience. If you love teaching people, if you love parting with information, then you will love being on stage, especially when you have prepared to be on stage. The other question is, what's the difference between the Vegas course and the two-day course? Well, the Vegas course is the Mercedes. We cover a lot more. There's a lot more material given out and a lot more training. What else can I say? Okay, Cal, let's turn it back to you for a moment.
All right, good. You guys did an excellent job. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Tom, for sharing all this valuable information with us tonight. I'm sure that this is going to be one of the most popular seminars that we have on the Meet the Pros program. And you guys out there in the audience, let me say, tonight was the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, there was a lot of information, but it's not 1% of what they know. Some of you, you may have just learned everything you know about stage hypnosis, but you certainly don't know everything that Tommy V and Jerry Valley knows about stage hypnosis. There is so much more to learn. By the way, this program has been recorded, and you can listen to it again or share it with a friend by going to www.banyanhypnosismall and click on the Meet the Pros link, and you'll find this program and the earlier program that Jerry and Tom did just a few weeks ago. You can enroll by calling 800-965-3390 or 714-258-8380. Or you can enroll right on the BanyanHypnosisMall.com website. You can also get information about my classes and become a five-pather by calling the same numbers. And for more information about the trainings that I offer, please go to www.hypnosiscenter.com. All right, you guys, Tom and Jerry, I'd like you to just take a couple of minutes, give them that last bit of important information about what they need to know if they'd like to be in your Las Vegas stage hypnosis training seminar.
If anybody's on the fence, if you're out there thinking about, should I do this, should I not do this, is it the right time? The answer is take the class if you're interested in stage hypnosis. We have a lot of experience. We share everything that we know about it. Everybody's friendly. We show you a technique on stage. We break into small groups. It's supervised practice. You learn the techniques, and we offer you support after the class. We've been doing it for a while, and we would love to have you with us and hope that you will register soon and take advantage of that early discount. Thank you, Cal.
The other question is, do you need a tux? Should I wear a tie? It depends. On a corporate, I wear a tux. Colleges, I wear a shirt and slacks and things like that. Depends on what venue you're doing. If your audience is all in suits, you should wear a suit or a tux, things like that. Okay, I think that wraps it up. The thing is, people sometimes are on the fence. They say, should I do it? Should I not do it? I think the sorriest words in life are when you get older, when you say to yourself, the things I should have done. So don't wait. If you think this is worthwhile, if you think it's worth the money, if you think you'd be happy doing it, we'll work with you because we do give you after-class support. We'll help you as much as we can. Okay? I can't guarantee your success because I don't know how much effort you'll put into it. But if you work at it, we'll work with you. And we'll have a great time. And plus, we'll have a great time in Vegas anyway. So see you soon. This is Jerry Valley and Tommy V. Good night and good luck.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Okay. This is Cal Banyan signing off for tonight. We'll see you guys online. Please visit our websites at BanyanHypnosisMall.com and HypnosisCenter.com. And for you guys that are live right now, we're going to hang around a few minutes after the ending so that you can ask any other last-minute questions you might have. A bonus for you guys that are getting it live. Okay, so this is Cal Banyan, over and out.